Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can also listen on the FM side on 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show with Jason Adam, John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Awville. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are the three of you?
We're doing well.
We're doing well.
Did you watch Billy Joel, his 100th performance on CBS?
That was cut
on
short.
Sunday.
Yeah, they cut out Piano Man halfway through.
I know. I heard that, actually. I have not watched it yet. I recorded it because I want to just sit and watch it when I'm not uptight about writing or something. But I have it recorded.
Do you have a relationship with Chris Mad Dog Russo by chance?
Up and down through the years.
Yeah, I've known because I saw him do a rant about it on First Take. Now he's on with Stephen A. Smith, and he does some sort of bit. I think maybe it's called "What Is He Mad About This Week?" Whatever, and he went off.
Right.
And I didn't realize. Like, I assume they cut it off because it was a live show and they had it mistimed. But he said it was a taped show, and they still cut
Piano
Man.
No, I thought it was live. I thought it said Billy Joel live at Madison Square Garden.
So maybe he botched it.
Could
maybe
be. I know when I saw, the ads for it. It said live at Madison Square Garden. So I don't know. I honestly don't.
Yeah, I think the initial airing was live, and they cut away from it to go to local news because of the timing.
I think it was a contractual thing for some markets. That's the problem.
Clearly it was a screw up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, no matter how you look at it, somebody screwed up. How do you have all the songs?
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's like a million Billy Joel songs, and they picked the number one of the million.
Yeah.
So,
bad
John,
move.
When you did the Ravens book,
yes,
were you part of the draft, like the war room?
Yes,
I
was.
Can you take us through that?
Well, I assume every war room is different. For example, with the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti was in the room the whole time, but did not say, what about doing this, what about doing that? He would ask questions, you know, why do you like this guy? What's the reasoning on this move? But he never said, let's do this, or I think we should consider that. And when they made a pick, they didn't have a first-round pick that year. They had traded it to be able to draft Kyle Bowler the year before, one of the few Ozzie Newsome moves that did not work out. But when they called a pick, when they made a pick, the first thing they would do is they'd call him, you know, and Ozzie would get on first, and then he would pass the phone to Eric DaCosta, who was the college scout guru at the time, and then Steve would get on the phone. And it was, you know, welcome to the Ravens, or are you glad to be a Raven? What do you think? They said, no, I'm not. But there was a lot of discussion around the table as they came up on their time to pick. They would also discuss whether they should make a trade. A lot of trades were considered, and I think they made one pick. They talked to James Harris a good deal. James had worked for the team and was GM of the Jaguars at the time. And, excuse me, guys, he and Ozzie Newsome were pals. So they were on the phone with him before the draft actually began. The first afternoon was pretty boring because they didn't have a first pick. They made a lot of comments about the picks other teams were making, whether this pick meant they should go to that team to try to make a trade. And they after they made their first pick, Haloti Ngata, in the second round, they went downstairs and had a press conference to let the media know about Ngata and the trade. And I do remember, the thing I remember distinctly from that afternoon was sometime around, I don't know, the 19th pick, Ozzie Newsome said, "I will never, ever trade my first pick again." Not because Bowler had failed, because he hadn't failed yet. But because sitting around without a pick all afternoon made him crazy.
Right. Did you ever get a sense, I mean, it's such a well-run organization and has been for so long now, but did you get a sense of how prepared they were? Was there ever sort of anxiety or like stress or panic?
No panic. Certainly anxiety and stress. They had a list of the top 150 picks in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, when they drafted Ngata with the 32nd pick or something, might have been a little lower than that, he was, like, 16th on their list. And that's something that they often like to brag about publicly. You know, we picked Haloti Ngata with the 32nd pick, and he was 16th on our list. So we consider him a first-round pick. But the preparation, oh, my God, they had days of meetings. And Ozzie liked to talk about the fact that the assistant coaches, the position coaches, would come in to tell him, here's who you should pick, you know, a linebacker, a defensive end, whomever it was. And literally at one point during that week, there were assistant coaches lined up outside Ozzie's door waiting for their audience with Ozzie to talk about who they wanted to pick. And the other moment I remember is when they, because the big shots were in one room, Ozzie, Billick, Bashotti, Eric, and who was the deputy assistant general manager then? He left, became the general manager of the Browns, Phil Savage.
Okay.
Those guys were in the room. And the other assistants were in another room. Because this is before they moved into the castle, and it was a much smaller building. And when they announced that their first pick was Haloti Ngata, a defensive end, you heard the whoop from Rex Ryan, who was the defensive ends coach at the time. I mean, he was down the hall, and you not only did you hear him very clearly, you knew just who it was.
Right.
And Ngata was a pretty good player for a number of years. But so that's the way it was divided up. Now I think they're all in the same room because there's this gigantic meeting room in the castle where usually most meetings are held.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that the quarterback position of all of them is sort of the diciest to select? I mean, the kind of the consensus is, and it's been this way sort of historically, that, you know, half of these guys are going to fail.
Right.
And, you know, I think a lot of it, I always think that fit is such a huge factor. I feel bad for some of these people because it's the wrong fit, wrong coach, whatever. Because they're all talented. Why so many fail?
It's a very good question, and I don't think I know the answer. But from what I've seen, you're right. It's about one out of two. First round.
Yeah.
And the best example, of course, was Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Half the scouts in the world thought Ryan Leaf should go before Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is that you can't get inside their heads, even though you try. You know, they have these interviews in Indianapolis.
Combine.
And that's why they drafted Kyle Bowler, because he was so impressive in the interview. He's a great guy. and he's bright, and he's interesting. His whole family were firefighters, and he'd had a very good senior year at Cal under a new coach. And when they sat with him in the room, that they were kind of blown away by him because he wasn't thought of as a first-round pick going into the combine. And they traded a first-round pick so they could get up high enough in the first round. This is 2003 to draft him. And you can't say Bowler was a complete washout. He wasn't terrible. In fact, in his rookie year, he started and they made the playoffs. But he just wasn't an NFL quarterback. He had the arm strength. When I met him, I thought he had the mentality. Wrong again, John. There's not a long list of Ozzie Newsome mistakes, and that was one of them. So the answer is, not only do I not have a clue, but most of these scouts don't have a clue.
Yeah.
John, I mean, a year from now, you can repeat this. All these guys who are talking about how J.J. McCarthy might move into the top three or four based on throwing a football with nobody else on the field, I don't get it. I don't get how much influence the combine and pro days have on draft picks. I mean, you've had a whole season or more to watch these guys actually play football, and then you say, well, he had a great pro day. I don't get it.
John, let's shift over to the Washington Capitals. How surprised are you that they grabbed the wild card on the final game of the regular season by beating the Flyers? They'll draw the Rangers in the first round. Game one is Sunday from New York. Also, side note, Joe Beninati wanted us to say hello to you on his behalf because he hasn't talked to you in a while. He joined us.
We have not talked in a while, and I think about that every time I watch a Caps game. Like, I need to give Joe a call. We used to get together for lunch regularly and have not done it lately, and that's probably both our faults, but certainly at least 50% mine. One of the all-time good guys.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think he and Lachlan, I have the hockey package, so I see a lot of the local broadcast. I think he and Locker are as good as it gets.
They're amazing.
They're incredible.
Yep.
They've done it for years. You know they're rooting for the Caps, but it doesn't come out the way it does, for example, on the Nats broadcast, you know, where our ball club needs a run or time for a rally or whatever. They're just really good. Really good. And both really nice guys. Locker's a great guy, too. So thank you for that. I appreciate
it. Sure.
And maybe now I'll get my act together and give him a call. I'm not surprised the Caps made the playoffs. There was a lot of voice of doom going around, you know, every time they'd lose a game in the last 2-3 weeks. But I felt they had at least a 50-50 chance the last couple weeks. And then things broke right for them with other teams losing and John Tortorella making that desperation move to give them the empty net so they could win that game on, what was it, Tuesday night? And but good for them because they kept grinding. They kept grinding early season when Ovechkin was struggling and they had some injuries late. They didn't have Oshie late. And Oshie, to me, is, other than Ovechkin, maybe the most critical player on the team because he's such a leader and he's clutch and he makes big goals. Ryan Strom was terrific. But Lindgren playing so well in goal, and that's going to be the key in the playoff series. Lindgren's going to have to stand on his head, as the old saying goes, for them to have a chance against the Rangers. It's ironic they play the Rangers, of course, since they fired LaViolette a year ago, and he obviously has done a hell of a job there since they won the President's Trophy. And of course, nobody wins the President's Trophy, wins the Stanley Cup. So I think the Caps have a puncher's chance in this series.
Yeah, and it's like the first time I can remember in a long time where the expectations for the Capitals in the postseason, there's zero.
Right, zero. And that helps. You know, you're playing with house money, having made the playoffs. I don't think many people expected them to make the playoffs at the start of the season. They're an older team. Then they lose Backstrom, which is critical. Backstrom's a Hall of Famer. And they, like I said, they just kept grinding. Credit to Spencer Carberry, especially as a first-year coach. And so now they get a shot. And, you know, eights do beat ones.
Right.
I mean, the Canadiens did it to the Caps years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Remember when
Halak stood on his head. And the Kings, think it was 2014, got into the playoffs with a goal late in their last game.
Yep.
As the eighth seed and won the Cup.
Yep, they beat the Rangers to win the Cup. Yep.
Yeah, Jonathan Quick got on a roll, and they won. They won the Cup twice in 3 years at that point. But so when you in hockey, more than any other sport, where you have that many teams in the playoffs. So I guess it's versus basketball. The eighth seed can win. It can happen.
Can you win scoring two goals a game in the playoffs?
Yeah, 2-1. That's the classic playoff score. Is 2-1. So I'm not sitting here saying to you the Caps are going to win, but I will say they can win.
Real quick, Scottie Scheffler wins another green jacket. What did you make of the tournament?
Well, since I slept through most of it, but one thing I will say, it's not fair to Scottie Scheffler. Two things aren't fair. One, comparing him to Tiger Woods. It's ridiculous to compare anybody to Tiger Woods. There's one Tiger Woods, and then there's everybody else. And, you know, the minute somebody wins multiple majors, well, can he be the next Tiger Woods? Answer, no. That's number one. Unfair to Scottie Scheffler. It was unfair to Rory McIlroy. It's unfair to Brooks Koepka, any of those guys. But two, it's very unfair to blame, what are the TV ratings down, 20% or something?
Yeah.
The TV ratings or people not being excited by a four-shot win on Scottie Scheffler. No, he's not a dynamic guy, to put it mildly. Most golfers are not. Tiger Woods didn't have a dynamic personality other than when he shook a fist after making a putt. I mean, I sat in more than a few Tiger Woods press conferences and had to be awakened at the end because he's a cliche master, and Scottie Scheffler is a cliche master. And most golfers are cliche masters. I mean, I don't know if they do this anymore, but in the old days, the rookies, you know, when you made it through Q school, they were required to go to a two-day seminar in Ponte Vedra. And one of the things the tour did was they brought in this woman. I don't know if they still bring her in. Her name's Andrea Kirby. And they would bring her in for media training. And her approach was, you remember the famous Kevin Costner speech in Bull Durham, you know, I just want to give 110%, I want to step up, I love my teammates, I thank God for this opportunity, and never say anything bad about anybody. That was her training. And some guy, the first time I met David Faraday, was in one of those sessions, and he was actually passed out when I walked in. But at some point he woke up and he put his hand up and he said, is there some reason why we can't just tell the truth? That's when I first knew I liked David Faraday. But my point is, Scottie Scheffler's a hell of a player. Whether he'll become a great player, I don't know. I don't know what the definition of a great player is. I know it's Tiger Woods. I know it's Phil Mickelson. Koepka's right on the borderline. Faldo, you know, go back through the list. But the point is, he's a hell of a player, and it's not his fault that golf is completely divided right now. And I think the reason for the ratings drop, besides the fact that Scheffler was in control the whole back nine, which happens when anybody other than Tiger Woods is leading on the back nine Sunday, is the fact that golf is a divided sport. We don't get to see the guys together more than four times a year right now. And that's bad for golf. And they've got to figure this out. They've got to figure out how to actually go through with this merger and have one tour with the players, you know, the stars playing against each other more than four times a year, because it's sucking the wind out of the sport. And that's not Scottie Scheffler's fault.
John, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Feinstein, bestselling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. By Worldwide Golf. They have drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons in Annapolis or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yard EB? EB was gone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I knew why he was leaving. I mean, I'm just telling you.
First of all, I didn't evacuate yesterday.
Did you have another Lunchable?
No, I didn't have a Lunchable. But I had this nut. I knew I was in trouble today because I didn't evacuate yesterday. I was walking around and I was basically had a baby in me, and I said, I'm gonna have this. The nuts that I like, the nuts with the cheese and the cranberry, the little treats. Yeah. You feel like it's somewhat healthy for you, right? It's one of the few things over here that we might. Something in here moves my bowels. I don't know what it is. As soon as I had two of them,
Like two or three of the cheese things, and whatever.
And all of a sudden it started moving and it was becoming a disaster. And I've never done this. I don't think honestly, in 28 years, how many times have I said to you, Valdez, I can't even hold on for the spot. I know I have a spot to do at 8:14. I'm not the high likelihood I poop my pants.
I can't move. I know, but I can't move, to let you know, I can't move anything else.
That's fine. I literally just gave birth to a small child.
Gross.
Did you have your coffee this morning?
Yes, and I added the heavy whipping cream.
That could have been the catalyst.
Something.
Also, he's due.
I was so due. I woke up this morning and I was a little alarmed. I was like, I can't believe because I'm
you
regular.
Went a day.
I went a day without. You know how much. Do you guys ever think about how much I go daily?
I go daily.
Oh, I know, but to miss
but
a day.
But just think about, after you do that, don't you think, I can't believe that was just in my body seconds ago?
I think about it all the time.
Yeah, I can't believe I was walking around with that grossness.
Sure.
In my body. It's the reason
your body wants to get rid of it.
I'm such a clean person, and that nastiness was in there. It's just like, it's unbelievable.
You're back. You feel like you go for a marathon now.
I feel good. But this is like a more recent phenomenon.
Which is?
Like the past year, maybe 2 years.
The morning show duties.
Yeah, just the constant evacuation.
Yeah. It's been a ramping up.
I've been working on the show in some capacity for 14 years now.
This is a very recent, very new phenomenon.
It's been an uptick.
Definitely an uptick. It could be because I'm drinking more coffee than I ever have.
I do think that I'm developing some sort of milk thing.
Mm-hmm. Like lactose intolerance.
Lactose.
I think there's something there.
And that's not good because you pound cheese daily.
Cheese and the cream in your coffee.
The heavy whipping cream, is that cheese?
Oh, it's dairy.
Well, I have no idea.
It's all the dairy.
Your body rejects dairy.
No, I don't think it fully rejects it because I love it so much. But I think it's...
it might be reaching a breaking point.
It's not thrilled with it right now.
Yeah, it's not crazy about it.
But if
this is what I would... In a perfect world, this is what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to track your duties for a week. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the following week, eliminate dairy from your diet and see what your duty schedule is.
You might have to pay me a lot of money.
There's no cheese for a week. That's tough.
If I take away sugar and I take away cheese, what's left?
What's left to live for?
What's left to live for?
Yeah.
There's definitely, though, been an uptick, much like there's been an uptick on Jason clearing his throat. Like, I think he's always done it, but in the last couple of years, it's constant. He can't go 5 minutes, and he'll hit the button to turn off the mic from time to time. Mm-hmm. But like he's
so
a radio host
loud.
Who so on loud. Mic goes,
and it's always worse from like six until like eight.
Oh, like it's bad 6 to 10.
Okay. But it's really bad.
But it's really bad.
But
the first
that is
segments.
How long do you think you're our show historian, Valdez? Yeah. I don't recall that. Definitely not when we were a nighttime show. No. I don't recall that really in Lanham.
It's just, dude,
I think it's a new phenomenon.
It's a new phenomenon. That Jason's throat clear, I feel like, has been happening for like 5 or 6 years now.
Let me clear my throat.
I just think he's older. He's got more allergies or something. He's more stuffy. He's not talking until he gets here. And all of a sudden, when he opens his mouth, he realizes how messed
well, Jason,
up
it's almost well, a Jason, tick, though. You don't have to go. It could whatever be like, he does. I can't even like do what
my,
he does.
My daughter years ago had a habit cough. She had a habit cough, and she eventually
I've never heard of
it.
What's a habit cough?
Like probably what Jason has. Like
you know, explain it. Like I've never heard that.
Like you instead of like a real like
it's psychological.
Yeah, it's a psychological cough or like a
that's
tick.
That's a thing that people have.
Yeah,
sure.
Why did she have a habit cough?
I don't.
How
know
did you know it was a habit cough?
Because it kept happening and kept recurring. Because
she wasn't
like,
sick.
Like. Daily, like every day.
No, to explain it to me because I've
like
never
usually
heard of such
at
a
night,
thing.
Like maybe when she was like getting ready to sleep, like she would just start like going on like a coughing jag, and she wasn't sick. It was just part of her routine, and then she eventually got.
It's like
it.
It's like an OCD cough.
Or it's a,
I've never heard.
Jason's
of
thing is almost
I believe
like
you, I've just never
it'd
heard
be
it.
As if I was cracking my knuckles on the air or doing some sort of habit,
right?
And I think he's just gotten into the habit of it. More so than a physical need.
I feel like he's full of mucus.
He definitely is that.
I know, but here's...
I mean, he hawks up these massive loogies.
I know, but here's the problem. Here's the issue. Is that he knows he has this loogie thing hanging around him. So why would you not, like, go get some hot water and try and clear it out before the show starts?
Right.
Because he doesn't care that
or
much.
Or just wait till the commercial break. But your thing, I think, is more a diet. You've changed something in your diet. It might be the coffee consumption.
Mm-hmm.
That
my coffee
your
consumption
uptick
going
in going
up.
To the bathroom. I mean, everybody has to go to the bathroom, but you never used to have. Like you can say that you have never moved.
More,
maybe you've never moved the commercial breaks around.
There's more urgency
or the spots
around
but you have left segments.
Yeah.
Well, at least every couple of weeks you leave a segment to go to the bathroom, right?
It.
Is that like, fair? Is that fair, Cakes?
It is
seems
fair.
Like. But it's trying, you know, like we're at the end of a segment, like it's dying. I got to poop. I need extra
or
time.
Or you missed
it's
the beginning of segments.
Minutes.
Either
it's hard
way,
to get one in 6
you
minutes.
You often miss the beginning of segments because of your bathroom activities.
Right, that's why it's better for me to leave the end of an interview.
Hey, can we put a Comrex in the stall? That's probably the move. That's probably the next move.
Right.
That's the evolution.
Now
here.
You weren't asking for Cakes went into the other studio kind of serious it seemed like and he was like now he asked for something non-serious but he said hey Valdez can you get Baby One More Time
by Britney
ready for me it sounded like he had a serious announcement
well it's not that serious but it's serious to me
but it wasn't that EB's going to the bathroom again
no.
I'm not going to
it's an embarrassing admission
all right
I have a problem
Can you help us? Can we play the dumb guessing game? It's not that you're going on the alt cast again, right?
It's not about the alt cast. No. It's way more, to me, it's way more serious
so
than
what
that.
What is the soundtrack you're playing in the background?
Baby One More Time.
Oh, okay.
It has relevance to what, to my admission. You guys are welcome to guess if
all right,
you want,
this
but
is,
I'll
you
tell
have a
you,
problem?
I have a problem. I do have a problem.
Did it happen today?
No.
You ran out of Scotty's vodka.
No, but I am down to one spare bullet bottle, so we'll have to get Scotty on the horn to replenish.
You went bowling and hurt your thumb again.
No. No, but you're getting closer.
An injury.
It's not an injury.
It's.
But it does have to do with like an athletic pursuit.
So tennis. Something happened.
I have a problem.
You had something with tennis.
Oh, you hit somebody else in the head
with a serve.
For the third time. I have now hit my doubles partner in the head with a serve.
Same guy?
Your coach?
No. The first time I did it was my guy, Coach Harwood.
Yeah.
The last two times
I've done
it. The guy's
like 65 years old.
He's
going to kill him.
It's my guy, Larry. I don't even know his last name. Larry, great dude. We play tennis with all the time.
He's such a great dude. You don't know his last name.
I don't know his last name.
That's hilarious.
I love Larry. He's so good at tennis, and he's such a good dude, and he took it in stride. But let me just also say that
just have a serving lesson?
I did. So I warned Larry because he was my partner.
Really know where it's
I
gone.
Said, Larry, I took a lesson from my guy Carlos yesterday.
Right.
And I'm presently in the lab working, like I'm deconstructing everything. So I said, don't be surprised if I hit you today. And what did I do? I hit him like it was toward the end of the second set. I had first serve. It was a first serve. But again, look, first of all, I'm not Andy Roddick. I'm not launching these missiles. Right. I'm not launching missiles at people.
Right. I
but still, like, you don't want to get hit in the head by your doubles partner when they're serving. And I've now done it three times.
It's in the head?
In the head.
What happens afterwards? Is there any laughter or is it concern?
Well,
like, what happens?
No, no.
Not from you. I would say, if I'm on the other team,
I
might be laughing.
The first time I did it, and I hit Coach Harwood, he went down in a heap on the court, and I thought I killed the guy.
I mean, he's a very spry, athletic guy.
He is, yeah.
But he looks frail.
Now, also,
he just does because he's
an older
guy.
Coach Harwood's a big target. He's like 6'6", like easier to hit. Larry's
shouldn't these
shorter.
Guys though, with you serving?
Yes.
All right, start back on the baseline. I know that's not
maybe not on the baseline, but maybe
they
just,
don't need to be all up on the net.
Maybe a little further back, or
yeah,
a little
closer
wider,
to the sideline.
I'm just gonna have to tell any doubles partner going forward, hey, the serve especially.
You tell them that you really can. You could convince him, say, I really want you to protect the line.
Oh, and by the way, no,
don't let anything beat you down the line.
This is tennis geeky, and I know nobody cares. But the brain block for me, my problem side is serving to the ad side, of the court, because that's where I've hit each person in the ad side, not to the deuce side.
Right.
Deuce side, I'm fine. It's something.
So it's
to
when
do
you're
with,
going cross court on the ad.
It's something
you're
to
hitting
do,
like a slicer.
Telling you, it's fully in my head. Like Tom Wilson is in the Rangers' head. Serving to the ad side is in my head.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
I think
it's because those guys are standing probably in the middle, and you're
hitting. They're not standing. Like he's more off to the right. I'm just telling.
Cakes is telling you, though, that he is spraying it big time.
Yeah, I'm a mess. I'm a big mess. I'm trying to get everything under control. I'm a menace.
Were there other close calls, or it's like a real outlier?
That one was more of an outlier, but, I mean, that ball sought his head out and definitely plunked him. So, Larry, I apologize. Any future doubles partners, I apologize. You might just have to have your head on a swivel. When I'm serving to the ad,
I don't know how it works in a country club. Like, so you have different doubles partners just like a group of people show up at 4 o'clock?
No, we have like a text thread. Like
it's like pickup.
Hey, who can play
anything.
This night? Whatever.
He could be playing matches. He could be doing anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So
could be whatever you want.
I'm a mess currently in the lab trying to get the negative serve thoughts out of my dome. It's actually terrorizing me. It's paralyzing me with fear now.
Well,
it's like having the shanks.
I got the yips.
And the yips.
You need to get the guy to be over by the sideline, and then as soon as it's over, then you come back over. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You tell him to protect the line.
Or I'll just have to give my...
Say, I can handle cross court. Can you protect the line?
He can move. Or they can duck down.
I'm just going to give my future partners like a batting helmet. So whenever I'm serving... Because it's becoming a real problem. Yeah. It's an issue.
But you know what? At the end of the day, tennis ball not going to kill. It's probably not going to kill you.
That is true.
Right.
Not from a cake serve.
No.
Not from a cake. Definitely not
from my serve.
He said it himself. He said he's not Andy Roddick. I don't know. Oh, you think about it. I haven't played tennis with cakes in 20 years.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a good thing.
What did Carlos say when he gave you a lesson? Did he give you like what were you doing wrong? Like.
Oh, well, I wasn't snapping my wrist. I wasn't using my arm was straight instead of using my elbow to there's a lot of things going on.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts over
all
here.
Right. You're a work in progress.
Yes.
Coming up next, we'll open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies. A quick
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Shout out to my cousin, Paolo Fedrigoni. He was fired up. He's a missionary priest. He's served all over the world. He happens to be in Canada these days, but he came back to New Jersey and he got his American citizenship.
Oh, nice.
He was fired up, sent me a picture yesterday.
Nice. Good for him.
So he's in his 60s, okay. Maybe almost 70, but he got his American citizenship.
Hold on. Are you trying to tell me he's been to more countries than your pal Flakes over here?
I think he's been to more countries than you.
I would imagine he probably has.
Huh.
His travel itinerary
definitely
has been
more continents.
Definitely 100% more continents.
Speaking of, somebody's pointed that out, and I think I saw it. Didn't Drab post from, like, was he in Morocco?
I believe it was Morocco.
Was he going all over? I thought he was just going to Spain. Did we know he was going to all
Spain
these?
Spain is butt close Spain, to Morocco.
Butt close to Morocco.
I don't know anything, so that's fine.
I did learn, I think it was a couple days ago on Jeopardy, that Spain and Morocco separated by the Strait of Gibraltar.
Yeah.
8 miles separation. Not that far apart.
Nice geography, Cakes.
Thank you. Now,
That allows you access in the Mediterranean.
That's correct. The gateway to the Med?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
I am.
Okay. A little geography lesson for you out there.
When my daughter did her semester abroad, she went to Morocco, and I think that's where she like rode camels and did all kinds of stuff.
I think I've been to two continents. Obviously, North America. Aruba, I think, might be considered South America because it's butt close.
So you've never been to Europe?
Scheduled to go to Europe, canceled because of COVID. Right. I was supposed to go to Spain. Like Drab, I was supposed to go to Spain about 4 years ago.
I think I've been to three. Mm-hmm. Well, Costa Rica's got to be South America, right?
That's Central America.
I know, but which one would it go to? Which continent?
I think North America claims it? Central America goes to North America.
Oh.
I could be wrong. I think North America claims Central America as part of their territory.
I guess I've only admitted two.
I could be wrong. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I'm wrong.
Does Drabby have any other big spots he's going to hit that we know of?
I don't know. I don't know his itinerary.
Just like in terms of countries.
I didn't know he was going to Morocco.
I didn't either. I didn't realize. I'm sure he told us.
Good for him. So now Drab, he can check the Europe, the continent and Africa continent.
He looks like he's having
his bucket list.
Like he actually looks like he's having fun.
He should be. He's sure without his kids. He's doing an adult trip.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to.
Vacations are fun.
Vacations at the beach.
I like those too.
Yeah. When's the last time though you did a vacation with just you and Dina? You'd have a blast.
Yeah, but not with a lot of walking and stuff. I'm not. That's
all right, you might
thing.
Be a Debbie Downer. But
yeah, I'm not into walking all over towns and stuff.
Sightseeing.
Cakes?
Yes.
Got no interest.
According to Bob Goo,
yes?
Costa Rica is technically located in both North and South America.
Ooh, so I don't even need the Aruba loophole. I've been to both because I went to Costa Rica. Silly. I'm a world traveler, Valdez.
Right.
I'm all over the place.
Yes, I've been to three. Have I been to Asia?
No chance.
I don't think so.
No chance you've been to Asia. Definitely haven't been to Australia. You haven't been to Africa. You're stuck on two. You're stuck on three.
Yeah.
Probably
be stuck there for life.
Yeah, what's the Dos Equis commercial, like most interesting man in the world?
Yes.
Cakes and I might be the least interesting men in the world.
And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I'm fine with that.
Cakes is branching out. He went to visit an owl.
I did do that.
Yeah, I would.
He's got dog training.
Way more than I would ever do.
I think, by the way.
You know what? He's actually more interesting than me.
I'd
agree.
Yeah.
I feel I'm kind of doing a bit here, kind of not. I feel like I should get a little bit of residuals from the woman whose owl sanctuary I went to.
Her business spiked.
Because somebody texted me like after I talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
They said that there were bookings through like the year 2026.
After you did it.
I mean, look, I think she has limited availability anyway.
Yeah, but for sure.
I mean, about it on this platform, me doing rah, rah, rah into this,
yeah,
it doesn't hurt.
No, you gave her a
you
freebie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Dude, when I was hyping up the sauna tent, what I did for a year before I joined the club,
yeah,
I did it for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've been saunaing 4 to 5 times a week. for a year and 6-7 months now.
It's a good run you're on.
It's a lifestyle. It's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. Okay. The prices went up on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You're moving markets?
I was moving it.
You're market mover?
I moved to international market.
Okay, maybe. Maybe you have.
Who's buying them before me? Nobody.
I'll be honest. I'd never heard of a portable tent sauna before you ever brought them up. Right. So I'll give you that.
Do you think there might be a connection with the sauna and the pooping?
Maybe. You know what? They do seem like they're kind of dovetailing on the calendar.
Maybe it's helping me.
Maybe it's just speeding your system along.
I mean,
it's making your system more efficient.
They say it's equivalent to essentially moderate exercise.
Right.
I don't know. Get your blood flow going. I could blow huge loogies when I get out of there.
Oh, so
great.
Maybe Jason needs a sauna.
He could use it.
Is there a way? Can we build a sauna? Yeah, Valdez, work with me. Can we build a sauna right here?
With a spit cup.
Spit cup right here. Just a mini
like
sauna.
Robin's booth.
Jason can just walk into his sauna every day and air himself out.
Right.
I'm just workshop with me. Work
there
with me
here. There's a shower downstairs. Maybe he can get a steam shower.
Maybe
or turn the shower on and have that steam clear up his throat.
Right.
You've not noticed that, EB, his throat clearing?
Well, I feel like he's been doing it his whole life, but I feel like it's only a first few segment thing, and then after that, I don't really notice it. I mean, it's just so predictable, you know.
But he didn't do that, I would say, 5 years ago.
I feel like he's done it as long as we've been here.
Oh, I think it's, like you're pooping, it's been ramped up recently.
Yeah.
Within the last few years, it's gotten progressively worse.
You actually think it's in his head?
I don't know if it's a habit thing or he's just the most mucusy person on the planet.
I think he could probably do segments without clearing his throat, but it's become a habit. Maybe. Does he have some loogies in there?
I think in the first segment, yeah.
But he can probably hold it, but he just doesn't care. And he hits the button from time to time, but picks up on Cakes' mic and my mic.
But it's loud.
Yeah. But he doesn't hit the button.
It's part of his charm.
People complain when I eat on the air.
Sir coughs a lot.
Sorry.
It's kind of trifling.
That's what I do, though. I mean, we're just having a conversation. That's why it is what it is.
This is the show. It's not going to evolve. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
As we get older and we start losing our capabilities, it's only going to deteriorate more.
Right.
It's not going to get better.
No.
So this is the peak.
As brain fog sets in,
it's
only going to get worse.
Plenty
Although
of
sauna
that.
Use helps eliminate brain fog.
Did not know that.
But it certainly lowers it. Mm. Yeah. It's good. It's good for your brain.
So imagine you think you're sharper right now?
Imagine if I wasn't in the sauna.
Now you're more focused now?
It eliminates a little of your brain
fog. Gets you dialed in.
I don't even know. People also say if you don't use like your phones for a couple days, mm-hmm. you turn off all your Wi-Fi and stuff, that's...
Can't I just get a big vat of Ritalin from somebody? Like, just get dialed in.
Yeah.
I might need to go see my doctor. get a script.
Right.
Somebody have a hard time focusing. And
well,
he'll
that's
write
what the
that
Zins
script
are for. That's why we went down the whole Zin thing.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
I'd
you tried
be...
the hardcore. What if you did low Zin and you spit it out?
I'll never do Zins again.
It scarred
even
him,
the
man.
3 milligrams.
You ruined him.
I can't do
I was telling
it.
A buddy about it. He blames you.
I mean, it was all I had was the 6 milligrams.
You gave him a bomb. You didn't just give him like a little baby thing, you know?
I know. If I had the threes, I would have given him the threes.
Yeah, I mean, Mar over there gives me a lethal dose of the Zins. My body just couldn't handle it.
Cake 60's a man. That's why I decided to do it.
Oh, I know I'm not manly enough to do the 6 milligram Zins. I wouldn't even do the threes at this point.
Right.
All right. We said we were going to do the entertainment page. We promise. We'll do it next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.